हरे कृष्ण। द गीता इज पेसिमिस्टिक अबाउट द मटीरियल वर्ल्ड बट इट इज ऑप्टिमिस्टिक अबाउट वॉट मैटर्स मोस्ट, वी एंड आवर डेस्टिनी। समटाइम्स सम पीपल से दैट द भगवद गीता'स डिक्लेरेशन दैट दिस वर्ल्ड इज अ प्लेस ऑफ मिजरी इज वेरी पेसिमिस्टिक, and such pessimism will make people very apathetic, and people will not strive to improve themselves, will not strive for progress, and in this way a society that lives according to the Bhagavad Gita will always stay primitive, and the people will also stay very lethargic and lazy and undeveloped. However, while at first glance this might seem a natural result, yes, if we think this world is a place of misery, there will be no impetus for improvement. But if we look at the Mahabharata, of which the Bhagavad Gita is a part, that Mahabharata itself describes not a primitive society, it describes quite a progressive society where we see that there are well-developed cities. The Indraprastha, it is described how it was converted from a dense dark forest land to a well-developed thriving metropolitan like city. And further there is descriptions of advanced weaponry, of sophisticated weaponry, which is in some ways more advanced than the most sophisticated technology nowadays. And there is also description of systematic social division. So, if we look at the Mahabharata, of which the Gita is a part, there is a substantially developed society, and we are talking about not just material, not just spiritual development, but also material development. So, it is not that the living according to the Gita leads people to reject the world and to stay primitive or undeveloped. It does lead to development, but it leads to development with a holistic understanding. What is that holistic understanding? Firstly, the Gita is pessimistic about the world because that is simply the realistic assessment of the nature of the world. Where it is said this world is dukkhalayam shashvatam, that it is a temporary and miserable place. The temporariness is something which is simply an undeniable, unchangeable, inescapable fact of life. And that, along with that temporariness of the world, comes our own inevitable mortality. So recognizing a problem, recognizing the reality and the gravity of a problem is not pessimism. It is being realistic. It is realism. So the Bhagavad Gita is, if you want to call its realism as pessimism, but then its pessimism is simply an objective statement of reality. And even when it says this, the Bhagavad Gita's focus is very positive. Mam upetya punarjanma dukkhalim shashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramam gataha. So in 8.15, where this dukkhalim shashvatam verse comes, this phrase dukkhalim shashvatam, that the world is a place of misery and is temporary, comes there itself. The Gita states that those who worship Krishna, those who devote themselves to Krishna, na apnuvanti, they don't come back to this miserable material world. But mahatmanaha samsiddhim paramam gataha, they attain the eternal abode of Krishna. So here the Bhagavad Gita is expressing confidence in the human potential for attaining spiritual perfection. So ultimately what matters for us is our own destiny and what is going to happen to us. So the Bhagavad Gita actually encourages us to be industrious, to be enterprising, to even be ambitious, by reminding us that we all can attain the supreme perfection. In fact, the same theme is talked later in the Bhagavad Gita, again in 9.32 and 33. And there it is said that the universal redeeming potency of bhakti can elevate everyone, not just those people who are considered high born, but even those people who are considered low born. So, and the stress of the Gita there is that therefore everyone should take up the spiritually redeeming process of bhakti. And so what matters most to us ultimately is what is going to happen to us, what is going to be our destiny. The Bhagavad Gita tells us that our future can be very bright if we practice the process of bhakti, and it expresses the confidence that all of us can practice the process of bhakti and all of us can become perfect, can become elevated and liberated by the practice of bhakti. And the process of bhakti involves not rejection of the world, but connection of the world with its source, with God. So that's why, although the Mahabharata does concur with the Gita's assessment that the world is a place of misery, the people at the time of Mahabharata were also materially organized and developed because they saw matter as not disconnected from their spiritual pursuit, but as harmonious with their material spiritual pursuit. So they developed materially so that they could, in the material world also, serve God better and share God, the divine culture, divine wisdom and the divine culture with each other better. So when we practice bhakti, the understanding that this world is a place of misery is meant to help us to organize ourselves, to make our goal going beyond this world. But beyond that, it is meant also to help us recognize that the problem with this world is not the world itself, but its disconnection from God. And once we connect ourselves with it, then we see, connect this world with ourselves with God and connect the world with God, then we see that the spiritual happiness is attainable for us even in this world. So, yes, but if we are too unrealistically optimistic about getting happiness at the material level, that is not optimism, that is stupidism. Because that is just false. Matter cannot make us happy ever. And that sort of stupidism is definitely is not commended by the Gita. Rather, the Gita frees us from that illusion and helps us to find the way to not only attain eternal happiness in the hereafter, but to attain, to live most harmoniously and attain the best happiness possible even while we are in this world. So in that way, in the things that matter, the Gita is not just optimistic, but supremely optimistic. Thank you. Hare Krishna.